December can be a cruel month in New York City. Temperatures routinely dip well below 0 degrees Celsius, particularly at night, and the wind gusting through the city's concrete canyons of 50-story skyscrapers can make temperatures feel as cold as minus 20 degrees. Pretty much everyone in New York feels the chill at this time of year, but for the city's poor and homeless, the cold weather can be especially hard. That's why New Yorkers have made it a tradition to help out. It's a cold December night in a warehouse along the Hudson River in New York City. About a dozen volunteers have gathered here to sort through a large collection of plastic garbage bags that are full of donated coats.
We're opening the bags, sorting the coats out initially, checking that they're okay, passing on to our colleagues who are then sorting them into men's, women's, children's, infants, and so forth.
Every December for the last 16 years, New Yorkers have been confronted with a deliberately disturbing picture of the Statue of Liberty on bus shelters, in subway stations, and on the side of telephone booths. Ariel Zwang is executive director of New York Cares, the group responsible for the image.
All over New York City and even outside the city, there are posters that feature a shivering Statue of Liberty all huddled up. And honestly, it's given the coat drive a life of its own. The Statue of Liberty is all about New York, and yet she's cold and shivering and snowy because it is cold here in the winter, and there aren't too many New Yorkers who can't afford to stay warm.
This year, New York Cares collected more than 70,000 coats from New Yorkers who no longer need them. Collection sites were set up at police stations, train stations, and banks. The coats are sorted and cleaned, and then they're distributed to about 300 organizations that work with the city's poor.
You know, 1 million New York City children live below the poverty line. I don't know if people realize that. And although New York is a place where some of the most affluent people in the world live, it's also a place where some of the poorest people, at least in the United States, live. And there's a tremendous amount of need here.
The number of coats that are donated each December has more than doubled since New York Cares first launched the drive back in 1988. Ariel Zwang says the group's evocative ad campaign is undoubtedly part of the reason, but she also says the fact that the drive is run in December may have something to do with its success. The religious holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah promote the spirit of giving. And according to Dean, a volunteer who asked that his last name not be used, when that spirit is combined with the first really cold temperatures of the winter, the result is a city that cares.
Yeah, I think everyone appreciates this time of year that, you know, it's obvious that it's cold. It's obvious that, you know, those of us that are better off can deal with that cold. And it's one thing, you know, you walk in the morning and think, ooh, but you've got to think of those on the street corner. And I think that, you know, this is one way that we can actually do something to make a real difference to people.
While the annual coat drive is one of New York Care's biggest volunteer projects, it is by no means the only one. Starting next month, after all the holiday festivities have died down, New York Cares will begin training volunteers to teach English to newly arrived immigrants. I'm Maura Farrelly.